It is under the lights with the Anfield Rappers. We turn our attention to the Champions League. Thank Christ for that. Ian Ryan hosting, John Gibbons, Phil Blundell and Kev Walsh. We will get the opposition view a little later in the show. But Kev, we will, of course, get stuck into Rangers. I want to have a little bit of chat about where we are at the minute as a team and what we need to do next to try and fix some of this. But in terms of Wednesday night, I can imagine a lot of the players and the manager are just grateful it's not another league game.
Yeah, thank fuck. And also, that's against someone absolutely dog shit. Do you know what I mean?
We're shit,
but they're worse, thank God. Do you know what I mean? Because in the league at the moment, we're an absolute shambles. To be fair, against them last week, a lot of people were all impressed with a 2-0 win, and I was a bit like, yeah, I suppose that's a silver lining on what I thought was a pretty average performance overall. We just need something to shake us out of the league slumber or slump or fucking slide, whatever it is that we're actually in at the moment, don't we? And listen, Champions League, right, to the one for that, aren't they? I think everyone's looking forward to going up there. The atmosphere will be boss. They might be like royal family loving lizard flag shaggers, might need, but they create a bit of an atmosphere and it gives us something to bite back against, which is always nice. So in the away end, it should be a little bit interesting.
It's quite the opener from Kev there.
I mean, I'm not quite sure how to follow the description of the Rangers fans.
In terms of fixing some of this, Phil, I want to talk a little bit about Liverpool in the broader sense. I've heard you say in a few shows, it shouldn't be that difficult to fix. I mean, if you want to message someone at the club and let them know, I'd certainly appreciate it.
I reckon Klopp's inbox is open, you know, any suggestions are welcome.
I did walk past his house this afternoon and I was considering knocking.
I'd certainly appreciate it. But in terms of what's to come on Wednesday night, but also what's to come over the next 3 to 4 weeks before we break for the World Cup, what do you want to see now from this Liverpool team?
Get to 10 minutes and not be losing. Be quite nice, wouldn't it? I basically just want to see cutting out stupidity. I just consistently watch us and feel like we create problems for ourselves by doing something that's just completely and utterly avoidable. Like the first goal Arsenal score, they get the wrong side of us, and then all of a sudden we've left Trent 3-on-1. You leave someone 3-on-1, it doesn't really matter what he does. He could win the ball, but it wouldn't be because he's done something brilliantly. It's because he's basically got a bit lucky. And we keep putting ourselves in positions where we've got to basically be lucky to get out of it. So stopping ourselves getting into these positions is where it's got to start, which is why I sort of think it's not that difficult to fix, if that makes any sense, because it's not like I'm watching us be, you know, unable to get the ball off the opposition, have it passed round, doesn't just be completely dominated by every single team for 90 minutes. That's not happening, thankfully.